This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. As cities and countries across the world continue to try to curb the spread of the new coronavirus, the United States has passed another stark reminder of how deadly it is. According to Johns Hopkins University, more than 150,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. That's more than any other country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The worldwide toll is more than 500,000, and Johns Hopkins University's tally shows the U.S. has the most by far. The grim milestone comes amid spikes in various parts of the nation, including Florida, which reported 216 deaths today, breaking the single-day record set just yesterday. Visiting Texas, where the virus has also been surging, President Trump says the nation's making progress.
Together we will end the plague from China. We will defeat the virus.
And as he promises an economic recovery, Federal Reserve Chair Jay Powell says the path forward remains extraordinarily uncertain.
And will depend in large part on our success in keeping the virus in check.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Brazil has surpassed 90,000 COVID-19 deaths. Worldwide, more than 662,000 people have died. And at this hour, nearly 17 million globally are infected with COVID-19. An Indian businessman who recovered from the coronavirus has converted his office into an 85-bed facility to provide free treatment for the poor. The coronavirus epidemic is still raging in the world's second most populous nation, with the number of infections passing 1.5 million Wednesday and almost 35,000 deaths. The government provides and pays for the staff, medical equipment, and medicine, while the businessman bought the beds and bears the cost of bed linen and electricity. This is VOA News.